色。You there? Say amen. Chapter 7, verse 1. We almost there. There's still people flipping. We got to get this. And my wife looking at me like, you need to hurry up. She just giving me that look. She'd be all right now. All right. Judges chapter 7, verse 1. It says, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought them down. He brought the people down unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knee to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men that lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand. And let all the other people go, every man unto his place. The title, you may be seated, would be Ready for War.
Ready for War.
Yeah, Ready for War.
Amen.
Yeah, Ready for War. Spiritually, we know that it's a war going on every day. It's a war for your soul. It's a war for my soul. Every day, we are going through a war, a spiritual battle. And God enabled us to see it because we fight it spiritually. We fight it spiritually. But a little background on this particular passage is that Gideon and the children of Israel, they was conquered by the Midianites. And the Midianites, they took over them and they killed all the sustenance. It says in the Bible in verse 5, if you go down there and read it on your own time, it says that they killed the cattle. They killed all of the everything, burned down their crops. They did everything they could to disperse the children of Israel and separate them from the promise of God. But there was a lot of people in that day that was rolling with the Israelites that was there, and a lot of people died because when God brought them out of Egypt, they were still one unit. They wasn't divided until the 12 tribes then. So God set the standard for them, and they had the law written in their hearts, and then people would pass down the story. So a lot of people that wasn't there when God delivered them out of Egypt, they was there. They heard about it. They had heard about the story of how they got brought out of Egypt, excuse me. But so they turned around, and they went and ran into caves. They dug holes in the ground. They ran into caves. The children of Israel dug holes in the ground. They ran in the caves. They got wherever they can go because the Midianites, was too many of them.
Yeah.
And they were scared. The children of Israel were scared. So Gideon was threshing wheat. But he was threshing wheat in chapter 6. It says he was threshing wheat in a place to where he didn't want the Midianites to know that he was doing it, because they would have took his food and burned his food up too. So he was secretly threshing wheat. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, and he told him, he said, you're going to be the one that delivered the Israelites from the Midianites. So he told him, he said, Lord, it's just me. How am I supposed to do that? I'm only one person. He said, but my family, he said, amongst my family, I'm the least. He said, I'm the least of the, my brothers. He said, I'm the lowest of the low. And sometimes that's how we feel about ourselves. to where the things that we go through, it makes us feel like we the lowest of the low. But God got something, a blessing for us. He got some things for us to do. So we have to learn how to not be incapacitated by that fear.
Yeah.
See, Gideon, he was scared. He was scared because of the things that people thought about him. He say, Lord, I'm the lowest of the low. What can I do for these people? I mean, look at who I am. But the angel of the Lord said, you. Yeah, he said, you going to deliver him. So anyway, he turned around and he went. He was talking to the angel. So Gideon told him, he said, just so that I know that you have talked to me, he said, what am I supposed to do? So Gideon turned around and he went and he presented oxen and he made his sacrifice. So the angel accepted the sacrifice. Now, let's not get confused to say, when it talks about angels talking and they respond and they say, Lord, because that was a message from God.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's not get it confused with worshiping angels, because I was reading something about that as well in the Bible, that people worship angels. Yeah. And then it also says that because they went after other gods. There are other gods out there, but there is only one true God.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So I have to clarify that when we're speaking about this, because people say, well, it's no other God. It's no other God but God. Up above, he is God, the big G. But you have other gods, so don't. That's because in Jude, the Bible say, "Who have bewitched you that you were stray from the truth?" So it talks about that. So you have to dig deep enough in there, so you don't get into that manifesting and all that kind of stuff that they're trying to teach you to make it sound halfway right, so you can agree with it, so we can all get along. We don't want to all get along. You know, we don't want to all get along. We try to be religion tolerant. You know, and it's okay. I respect people's religion, but I don't have to listen to it or adhere to it or agree with it. You know what I mean? But it takes boldness and it takes the mind to understand, and you have to study. Because if you don't get in here, they have things that will make it sound right. It sounds perfectly right. It sounds like it coincides with everything in this Bible, and you don't even know you practicing witchcraft. You don't even know you practicing witchcraft. And that's what happened to the children of Israel. God had brought them in a situation to where they was all right. And they compromised with other gods. They began to flirt with the sin. Because before sin was conceived, they had to flirt with it. It was a mental notion. There was some things going on when God didn't even take his hand off of them. But he wasn't really, you know, just in attack mode right then. Because we don't want to make God mad. You see what I'm saying? And he said, because of these things, I should give you over to the Midianites. So God gave them over. A lot of times we find ourselves in situations when everything is going good, but we forgot about what happened bad. Yeah, we forgot about what took us to the point to where things began to be good. See, the Midianites, they were set there. It was a design. See, God have a design. And then they say that the Midianites, they encamped around them. They was in the brook. They encamped around them, and it said it was many as grasshoppers. Studying it, many as grasshoppers. So they compared that to grasshoppers because they remembered the plague. You see what I'm saying? They remember when God sent plague. They wasn't even there, but they remember. Because it was in, it's the same thing as my grandma told me to do this and do that. See, it get passed down, but it's how you use it.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? It's how I use it. So they compared that in the Bible to grasshoppers. That's the second time in the Bible that the grasshoppers was mentioned as a plague. It's the second time in the Bible. If we look through the history of the Bible from Genesis, Exodus, that's the second time was in Judges where they used that. And God had brought that to me. I say, well, why are they saying grasshoppers? And, you know, so I'm like, okay. But it was a lot of them. So what happened was Gideon, he turned around. He said, well, we're going to go to war. It's a lot of people. So Gideon had an army walking with him. The children of Israel, he had an army walking with him. He had an army. So God say, that's too many. Yeah, he say, that's too many. So it's some things in our life. To where we have people walking with us, and God say, that's too many. See, that's when you want that get back. You want to go back to the hood, or you want to go back and show them that I got this and I got God. Say, that's too many. Because sometimes we in our closet, people don't see us in that closet when we praying for the things that we have. When we praying for other people, people don't see us in that closet. But when God finally blesses us, we want to turn around. But then he told him, he said, lest I deliver you, the children of Israel, they're going to think they too hardy. So it's some things that God is not going to take away from us until he eliminates some people out of our lives.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? And then he told him, he say, let me try him. He say, let me try him. Some of us, if God tried the people around us, our friends won't even be there.
Amen.
If God tried the people around us, we probably won't be married no more. If God tried the people around us, a lot of people that we was dealing with, we won't even be able to deal with no more. See, Gideon did not one time did he say, well, Lord, don't take him. He can fight good. We kind of need him. See, Gideon allowed God to move in the way that only God can move. See, part of being war ready is to trust God. See, Gideon didn't question God. When God said, let me try him, he didn't question God. And then we have a lot of people walking for. I remember I was in the game. Some people was just scared. I wasn't really never scared. I really didn't care. I say, well, the only person I was scared of was the judge, and he did what he did, so I ain't scared of nobody. Then my son, he turned around and told me, he said, Daddy, you need to cry sometime. I say, why? You know what I'm saying? And then I realized, I say, the only thing make me cry is good singing. You know, some good singing. Tyra get to singing and stuff and all that good stuff. I say, well, Lord, I ain't know I was a softie. You know, but God will bring it up out of you. God will bring it up out of you. He'll take that chisel on that heart, and he'll get to moving you in ways that you don't even think that you're going to move. He'll get you to do things that you don't even think you'll do. He'll make you have compassion when you don't even know what compassion was. See, God will put you in the different places. You got to allow God to work in your life. But back to Gideon. What Gideon did was he had a lot of people with him, so he was ready. He thought he was ready. So God said, that's too many. Yeah, that's too many, unless you think that y'all did it on your own, because God know the heart of a man. See, we can get up here and preach and have a nice suit on, but God know the heart of a man. You know, he know our heart. We can't fool God. But God will take you to a place you never thought you would go. I remember, and I was on drugs. I was addicted to drugs. I used to like to do drugs all the time. And then I used to get high, I'd be so high to where I was like Gideon. I say, well, Lord, you ain't going to use me. I say, it's just me. Who am I? Yeah. But I'm standing here today drug free.
Yeah.
Drug free. Work every day responsible. I even pay my taxes. Yeah, I even pay my taxes. You know, yeah. God will put you in a situation that you never thought that you would be in before because you trust him. So when he begins to try people in your life, it's for a good reason. Some of us don't want God to try people in our lives because we get comfortable with him. That's like a brother to me. But you know the boy's still getting high. What you doing around him? That's like a cousin to me. That's my sister. That ain't your sister. You know, God will take people out of your life and he will put people in your life. See, God, he don't just take away. You know, math is add and subtract. See, he don't just take people out of your life. He's going to add the right people out of your life when you begin to allow him to take the wrong people out of your life. See, Gideon them, he told God, say, if they scared, he said, if they scared, you know, we're going to let them go. It was 22,000 people that were scared. Now, they walked with them. They was an army, Israel. They was going to war. Now, they was walking with them. They didn't even let Gideon know that they were scared. You see what I'm saying? It's people that's walking with you when it's your time of war. People is walking with you, but they scared of them spirits. Yeah, they scared to speak to them spirits. You have people walking with you, side by side with you every day, on the phone with you, I'm going to pray for you. But they scared of them spirits. Yeah, it's certain spirits. There's certain spirits that create fear in Christians. Yeah, it's certain things that people is not ready for, but God wants us to be war ready. In order to do that, he had to separate the ones that were scared. You see what I'm saying? 22,000 people were scared, and God took them away. He took them away. Then he turned around. He said, well, Gideon was ready. So God said, well, now, let me see. That's still too many. He said, that's still too many. Now you got the people, they not scared. And then upon further research of this scripture, I was like, well, Lord, just researching it from somewhere else and then being able to preach it, that's two different things. But I didn't know it was summertime. Yeah, it was summertime. So these people are staying in caves and everything. And Gideon threshing wheat, and he hiding the fact that he threshing wheat because he don't want them to come take his food. So they took everything. They was hard on them. Yeah, they was really hard on them. So it was summertime, so God say, go down by the brook. And let me try him. Yeah, he said, go down by the brook. And there I'm going to try him. He said, the ones that lap like a dog, separate. And the ones that lay on their belly then and drink with their hands, you separate. And I was like, well, Lord, that's kind of weird. But then God say, I'm unconventional. You know, he going to do things in the way that he want to do it. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to always be like we understand it. It's not going to always. So they began to look, and God trying them. They began to look. And God say, okay, it's 300 men, and we're going to set them over here. The ones that laid on their belly, he says, put them over here. But it was 300 that lapped like a dog. And then I can imagine Gideon, he just looking like they lapping like a dog. You know, why do we want to keep them? God say, them are your people. Yeah, the ones that lap like a dog. And I say, well, Lord, why? What is the relevance to that? Yeah, when you getting ready for war, a soldier have to be alert. See, it was summertime. It was hot. They allowed the conditions to let them fulfill their wants. And when they got on their knee, they seen the water, and it consumed them. But the guys that lapped like a dog, they was alert. Yeah, they was ready. See, God want us to be alert. Yeah, lapping like a dog, that mean they was alert. See, in the spiritual realm, see, we'll get to the point to where we so comfortable and with what God is doing. And then when calamity comes, we go through the calamity. And then when God brings some relief, instead of us being aware, we not even ready for war. We just waddling in that relief instead of just being more ready. See, God is looking for somebody that's ready for war. See, spiritual war is very important. It's things that we don't even see. And God, he showed me some stuff that'll scare the crap out of most people. And I'll be like, Lord, why is it? I don't want to see that. He showed me things that'll scare most people. But spiritually, I was telling my granddaughter, she was at the house, and I was telling her she couldn't have something, and she got mad, went to color in her book and came back, went around the table, and she hissed at me. Shh. And she just playing. I told her, I said, girl, I'm a prayer warrior. You keep that up, I'm going to rebuke you up. And, you know, my granddaughter, she don't even know what I'm talking about, but I say, you keep that up. And she hears, I say, all right, don't make me start rebuking. You know, because no matter what the situation is, I know when I rebuke and when I pray, things start happening. Yeah, things start happening because God allowed me to be war ready. See, who is to say what's going to happen? We don't never know. But I understand the fact that God is going to put us in a situation. He's going to remove us from situations. It's going to be situations occur. But if you're not war ready, then it's going to be even worse because we create other problems called secondary problems when we bullcrapping about the problem that we're supposed to solve anyway. And that's called a secondary problem. Sometimes we get into the point to where we make the problem even worse because we don't face it head on because we're not war ready. See, them spirits is real. Demons is real. They are real. Believe it or not, they are real. And a lot of people don't preach about that. But we have to know as a church that it's real and it's time to be war ready. Because if we're not, it's going to put us in a situation to where we're not going to be no good to us or nobody else. Because sometimes you have to get in there and pray for yourself. Yeah, you have to pray for yourself. Yeah, it's things that only you and God is going to go to. God got to separate you. And then, because you looking at Sister Price, Rem Price, to pray for you, but it's something that you have to pray yourself too. You see what I'm saying? That situation is not going to end until you continue to pray for it. Yeah, you pray for the situation. See, based on the elements, the guys began to lap up the water. They began to just take hold to their own desires instead of being war ready. And a lot of times we forget that it is a war. See, when things go good, we forget that it is a war. It's a war every day. Every day that we wake up, there's a spiritual war going on for your soul. For your soul. And I was thinking, I say, well, Lord, it's a lot of things going on. And we just get up in the morning, put our clothes on, say a prayer or something, and go to work, drink some coffee, whatever our routine is, not even knowing that it can be you. Yeah, it's a lot of things that's happening out there that God is protecting us from. Amen. And if we was able to see it with our own eyes, we'd be scared to death. Yeah, a lot of things that we don't know that God has taken us to. But in order for us to get there, we have to be war ready. Yeah, we have to be war ready. There's some things going on in heaven right now. It's some things that's going on in heaven. And that's a whole nother realm. It's some things going on in heaven that you have to take hold of. Yeah, in heaven, that you have to take hold of. You see what I'm saying? When they talk about manifestation, they say the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Because there's some things that only the Holy Ghost is going to be able to bring down to you. Amen. You see what I'm saying? That's a song that say, open the floodgates of heaven. See, heaven got floodgates. See, it's some blessings that's in heaven that's only for you. And the beautiful thing about it is no matter what I go through, everything that's for me is for me. Can't nobody even take it away. The Bible say I'm convinced. Yeah, the Bible say I'm convinced. You can tell me something, but it's 9 times of 10. You can't fool me because I've been there sometimes. Yeah, and the Bible say I am convinced. And when they talk about being convinced, that means without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm hard to convince.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, when a person been there and done that, it's like I counsel people sometimes and they tell me, well, this happened and man, I ain't had no prayer. I'm just looking. I'm just looking. Yeah, and I look and I listen. I pay attention. But I know crap. I remember I used to come to church and she used to look at me and know when I did something. She did. She would look at me and know when I did something. She just rubbed my leg. You gonna be all right, son. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I did, but I know what I did. Yeah, you couldn't. Some people, you can't put it, you can't fool. You can't put it past because that's a spiritual eye. God sent her there to help. Yeah, that's a spiritual eye. The Bible say, those that have ears, let them hear. See, he not even talking about this. Not this ear. There's a spiritual ear. See, it's some things that God want to whisper to you. But then you have to be war ready in order to deviate, whether it's from God or anything else. You see what I'm saying? Because people whisper. Yeah, demons whisper. Yeah, demons whisper. And demons know when to be quiet. We read that in the responsive reading. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes a person around you, you watch. That's why God separates people. It can be somebody around you. That demon ain't going to say nothing while you there. Yeah, demons know when to be quiet. Spiritual. Those who have an ear, let them hear. See, God was dealing on me. You know, usually I be crunk my spirit, but God been dealing with me on this. Is this not even what I had at first? I had talked to you about something totally different. But God was dealing with me on this. Being war ready, the separation of people, not giving in to those desires. Based on the climate. See, spiritual climates is real as well. There's some things going on in the spiritual realm that's going to bear witness with your spirit. And then once you feel as though God and gave you a revelation of it, and then you stop. God and gave me, well, he told me this, and he told me this, girl, and I'm going to do this, and this. And then you let your guards down. See, you have people that's sitting there on their stomach drinking it, and you ain't lapping. Yeah, you're not aware. God wants us to be spiritually aware. Don't allow the spiritual climate of what's going on. The spiritual climate, it was summertime. Physically, it was summertime. If it's hot, we want water. But there's a spiritual climate that's going on that would make you disassociate yourself from what everything that's going on around you. Yeah, based on the spiritual climate. Now, hell is hot. It was summertime, but hell is a whole lot hotter. You see what I'm saying? The devil, what he does is he try to provoke your thoughts. Yeah, he try to provoke your thoughts. He try to even enter into your dreams. Yeah, he try to enter into your dreams and convince you. That's why when the Bible say, I am convinced that nothing can separate me from, I am convinced, because the devil, his job is to convince you, to make you believe. And he's so slick with it. He's so slick with it. He can have a scripture and a whole nother book that sound exactly like the Bible. That's why the Bible say, who have bewitched you? Bewitching is real. Bewitching is real. Bewitching to have you in a place to where you enchanted. You don't even know it. Just because you went and got a trinket from Mexico and they done did something, you don't even know. Yeah, you don't even know. Yeah, you find yourself wondering why everything going on. It's some spiritual things that's going on. See, it's spiritual things. But we have to be war ready. War ready is taking an initiative. It's taking an initiative to get involved with what's going on with your life. Yeah, with your life, because that's important. And the reason why it's important, because God has a calling on each and every one of us to do something. You see what I'm saying? And then once we deviate from that calling, things begin to happen. And when things begin to happen, we wondering why. So instead of being war ready, we lapping the water on our stomachs instead of paying attention to the signs. You see what I'm saying? God wants us to pay attention to the signs. It's things, look, spiritually, the devil wants to kill me. Yeah, he don't even want me up here. Yeah, he don't even want me up here. It's a fight. It's a fight. Yeah, I think of excuses not to get up here and preach. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well, Lord, I ain't feeling good today. Maybe I should. But he didn't want y'all to hear this. Yes. Amen. He didn't want y'all to hear this. See, I was sitting here, and Tyra started singing. She started singing, and I was sitting back, and I felt it. God restored me. Right then, I felt it. Yeah, I actually felt it because I pay attention. Those who have an ear, let them hear. See, it's not just a physical ear, but the spiritual ear. Yeah, being war ready is spirit. It's spirit. He say, those who going to worship me, going to worship me in what? Spirit and truth. Why you think he said that? He didn't say worship me physically. He don't care about no burnt offering. That's why he say obedience is better than what?
Sacrifice.
Oh, man. Y'all read y'all Bible. Now, think about it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah. Spiritual. Now it's become spiritual. See, we have to understand that God wants us to be war ready in order to be elevated, because he don't expect us to be in the same place we was 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, we can't be in the same place we was 2 years ago, because he got more for us to do. To him whom much is given, much is required. Yeah, but in order to understand what that scripture means, we have to be war ready. We have to take initiative to do more, because God expects more from you. When I was a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah, when I became a woman, I put away childish. The scripture refers to everybody. Yeah, the scripture refers to everybody. But Gideon, at the end of this particular text, Gideon went out. And the angel told him, he said, I'm going to deliver him by you. He said, I'm going to deliver him by you. Gideon wanted some assurance. The angel gave it to him. So he went back down, and he told the 300 men, he said, do everything I do. They didn't even have no spears, nothing. They had a horn and a flask. Yeah, they had horns and they had flasks. So Gideon went down there by the brook, and they say they were still sitting there. He say they was deep like grasshoppers. It was a lot of them over there. They was laying in wait. And Gideon say, when I blow the horn, you blow the horn. When I break the flask, you break the flask. So Gideon, he sat back and he watched them. He was by himself. He took his servant, and they sat there. And they looking at the army encamping around. Everybody that was going against the children of Israel, they looked at them. They was encamping around. They was trying to ambush them. So Gideon stood there by himself. He broke the flag. Everybody else broke the flag, the 300 men. Then he began to blow the horn. Everybody blew the horn. And you know what happened next? Huh? I'm glad you asked. They heard the loud noises, and the entire army, they turned around and started fighting each other. Yeah, they turned around and start fighting each other. God confused the enemy. Yeah, see, when you war ready and you doing what God wants you to do, he confused the enemy. See, when the enemy think that they land an ambush for your life, yeah, God got something totally different. Yeah, you'll be wondering, like, why is they beefing with each other behind what's going on over here? Yeah, the enemy will be confused. See, God allowed the enemy to defeat itself in that scripture. He said, how can you cast out demons by the ruler of demons? You see what I'm saying? And it's all relevant, because he who have an ear, let them hear. Yeah, let them hear. And the Spirit, God, he talks to the church right now today, because there's some things as a church that we have to get serious about. There's some things in the church that we have to be trained for. There's some things in the church that we have to be war ready for. Because if the devil can come on the inside and try to infiltrate what we got going on inside of here, it's going to spread out. Yeah, we have to be war ready. We have to take initiative as a church and as individuals for the things that go on around us, for the people around us, for the, we have to have compassion in that. But God confused the enemy and allowed the enemy to be defeated by his own. So he used the enemy's device, what they had for the children of Israel. They was defeated by their own devices. See, when something coming up against you, God will allow the enemy's own device to defeat them. You don't even have to worry about it. Yeah, they didn't have a sword, a spear, or nothing. They had a horn and a flask. And they defeated a whole army that was coming against them. God's ways ain't always going to be conventional. But when he tell us to go and do it, it's our job to go and do it. If he tell us to go and say it, it's our job to go and say it. But I'm going to tell you something about that. When he say go and do it, or he say go and say it, you better make sure it's him. Yeah, you better make sure it's him. Yeah, because other than that, you be looking crazy. Yeah, you tarnish your witness. You tarnish your witness. God told me to tell you that you going. No, he didn't. Yeah, you better know the difference. Yeah, know the difference. I was preaching at a church. It was some years back. And the guy told me, well, you got out of prison and this. I say, yes, sir. Like, I used to preach all over the TV. I used to preach in this. I said, okay. He said, how do you have so much power over or authority over the word? I just looked at him. I didn't even respond. I already knew it was an attack. Yeah, it was an attack. The enemy will try to attack you. But at the end of the day, I didn't have to defend that. Because God gave you a gift. The devil, he'll try to exploit your gift. You see, you can sit up and get into a fussing match with somebody because you know how to orate or whatever. And then next thing you know, you looking crazy as they are. See, God is going to do his work. You know, allow God to work in your life. Allow God to do what he needs to do. Don't worry about the enemy. Just be on alert. Be war ready. See, that's going to take care of himself. Because God covers us. He covers us. He covers us. I appreciate the time. And y'all be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your ear, Lord.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."